This is New York City's Department of Housing Preservation and Development's podcast series.
Welcome to HPD's podcast on using household chemical products safely. My name is Pam Glazer, and I'm the director of the Public Outreach and Education Unit at HPD. Today we are joined by Maureen Little of the Environmental and Occupational Disease Epidemiology Program of the New York City Department of Health. Maureen, I understand that many common household cleaning products contain harmful chemicals that, if used improperly, can cause severe illness and even death. What is the first thing that everybody should be aware of when purchasing and using these products?
Always read the product label. Labels are federally regulated and therefore have many specific requirements for the information on them. Perhaps the most obvious and important is that all household chemical products should have keywords indicating a hazard. So look for words like danger, warning, caution, and poison. These indicate that the household product may be flammable, corrosive, or toxic. Second, the label will elaborate as to how the principal hazard is dangerous by stating that the product is an irritant to the skin or may cause severe eye irritation if splashed, or even may be harmful if swallowed. It will also describe how to avoid or alleviate the potential injury. So if a product label reads, caution, absorb through skin, it will advise something like, wear gloves. If it states, harmful if swallowed, the label might read, do not induce vomiting, or seek medical attention immediately. Last, the label will have instructions for safe handling and storage, such as using safety goggles, gloves, or masks, and having proper ventilation when using the product. Be sure to follow these directions. For example, if the label reads, do not store near heat or open flame, this suggests that the product can catch or spread fire easily and should be kept away from portable heaters, electric baseboard heaters, furnaces, and the kitchen altogether.
Is there anything else I should be looking for on the label?
If you have children, look for labels that read, keep out of reach of children, and be sure to store these products in cabinets with childproof locks or out of their reach. These chemicals can be dangerous to house pets as well. They may inhale the product, eat the product directly, or ingest it by licking their fur or absorb the product through their paws.
How else can I ensure that I'm using household cleaning products safely?
There are several more issues to keep in mind. One, keep products in their original, labeled containers and never put them in old food or drink bottles. This improves your chances that no one accidentally consumes them. Many children end up in the emergency room after drinking cleaning products that were either improperly stored in sports drink or juice containers or just poured into jars that were kept within a child's reach. Imagine for a second that a child drinks one of these products. Without the original container label, there's no information on how to alleviate the problem, much less know what chemical was ingested. If you do find yourself in a situation like the one I just described, call the New York City Poison Control Center at 1-800-222-1222, or if it's an emergency, call 911. Secondly, you never want to mix or empty chemicals into other chemical containers. Not only could you find yourself in the situation I've just recounted, but also you may create mixtures that could be even more dangerous, like combining ammonia and bleach, which could be fatal. Third, use products only for their intended purpose and dispose of them properly. I would also like to point out that while chemical exposure or mishandling doesn't always result in a dramatic scenario, reading and following label instructions is a simple way to help protect your family and yourself.
These are important points to keep in mind. Can you give us more specific examples?
Absolutely. Without enough ventilation, many cleaning products can irritate the eyes, nose, throat, or airways, even when they are in their liquid or solid forms. Room air fresheners or fragrances which may be sprayed, heated, or left on a counter in solid form are common culprits. The key is to make sure you have enough ventilation when cleaning or otherwise using potentially irritating or damaging products. So open a window, turn on a fan, open a door, etc. And do not use aerosols or sprays, even if they are labeled non-toxic, in an enclosed space like a closet.
Do I need to worry about this when I buy household cleaning products labeled natural or green or safe?
Even with natural products, you want to be cautious. Old standbys like baking soda for cleaning bathtubs, vinegar for mold, lemon juice to freshen a garbage disposal, and salt to clean spills in the oven are cheap and effective, but they may still result in adverse health effects like irritated skin or wheezing. And this is true for any commercial product you buy as well. No matter how organic, green, or non-toxic the product, it is good to stress that you should follow label instructions. Don't use a product if you do not know what it is. Stop using it if you feel sick or develop a bad reaction like a rash or a cough. Keep products out of the reach of children and pets, whether they are in storage or being used, and make sure you have enough ventilation. And remember, purchase only what you need so you don't have to worry about storage or disposal.
Maureen, thanks for taking the time to speak with us about this important issue. And thanks to our listeners for tuning into this HPD podcast. Please check out our other podcasts, such as Safer, Greener, and Cheaper Alternatives to Commercial Cleaning Products, Resolving Housing Code Violations, Known Low-Cost Energy Saving Around Your Home, and the How-To's of HPD-HDC Housing Lotteries.
You've been listening to New York City's Department of Housing Preservation and Development's podcast series.